By the way, you've been listening to Ghost Pig. We're with Jack Martin.
Oh, cheers. No, start.
I mean, we do have a ritual.
I think,
at this point, the cheers has been modified because I think at some point the music is probably going to fade
in and out or
something for like some period of time a while ago.
Episode 6. We made it. At what point do we quit saying that at the beginning?
Well, I don't know. Well, because it's just going to keep astounding us.
Yeah. We're still friends after another
actually,
week.
We started it without knowing each other very well at all.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, again, to go back to one of the proto titles, which you seem eager to forget, but I think is a hilarious title. Dudes Making Friends.
Yeah, Dudes Making Friends.
Dudes Making Friends. Because we had no real, we'd like talk once or twice, and you're like, what if we did a podcast?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
First he's like, yeah, I'll think about it. And then I think he texted me a few days later.
Yeah, I was like, I have to think about that.
Yeah.
What would you have done if you had said, well, let's go to urgent care?
I would have been like, why?
I don't need to go. You need to go? Are you okay? Are you hurting? Are you in pain? Well, so we'll, yeah, we'll, gotta
kind
go.
Of the
we'll
same
get
thing.
To urgent care, I think, after a long story. But we first want to thank everybody who's listening. Last week's podcast was over 220 when I looked this morning.
We actually broke the internet for our free hosting at the wonderful hosting site, Podomatic.com. Yeah. But we haven't gone pro yet.
No, we're thinking about it.
We're
at that level already.
Because we used up, on the last day, it was like we'd reached 98% of our bandwidth for what we were allowed during the month. And that meant, like, listens and just all the traffic it would allow on our website. We just about peaked at. And there was a day where we were sitting at, like, what was it? What was the number?
Of listens?
No, the number when we were ranked during that.
Oh, well, we made it up to like 21 in comedy.
21 on Wednesday. In the comedy ranking. So we
are,
we are kicking ass.
Yeah, so we may have to go pro. So whoever's listening, we appreciate it. Hope you continue the journey
with
us.
We're astounded if you're just people, a small handful of individuals who are that focused on us.
Yeah.
Or actually, like, a couple hundred people. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Invite your friends.
Share it.
GhostPP.automatic.
Hopefully on iTunes soon. We've got some other things, like
Ghost
cooking.
PP?
Ghost PP is the URL. Also, because Ghost P, when you're searching for it, is just one space. But if they found it, they're listening to it.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well,
just click follow on it. Just click follow on it, and it'll let you know.
I think they know how to use the internet. I'm going to go.
I hope to God. Well, that's something I got to bring up about my job. You know, we talk about how you're an accountant all the time. It comes up fairly regularly. My job is a librarian, a lot of it is going to tech, and a lot of it also, though, is, like, helping people use, like, a scanner to make PDFs.
Right.
Or something.
I remember when you used to help people use books.
Oh, well, we help people find books and use books and this and that, and that's the part I really like. My favorite part is just moving books.
Just moving from books one around. Shelf to another.
Yeah, no, I put in iPhones and I just think a lot. I'm just like, it's like the ocean, you know?
Three sheets to the wind.
Three sheets to the wind.
Well, so let's introduce ourselves, I guess, special intro guest. We've never had an intro guest before. Jack Martin is with us. You may remember him from episode 2.
If you don't, you probably didn't listen to it.
And
you should.
Yeah. We had a good time.
It changed me.
So we've had
Jack's been on some rocky rails after.
Yeah, we've seen him out late at night drinking lately. We're just like, Jack, you all right, man?
And he always says, no, no, I need to go to the urgent care.
No, help me.
Help.
So, and Nick Holland, of course, as always, the stunning, handsome beard coming back in.
Yeah, that's just because I haven't shaved for a week, okay. You know. The beard isn't supposed to be coming back in. Yeah. It's just, it creeps back up on you.
It does sneak back up. Yeah. All right, so where can people find you? Let's do this up front.
Kick Holland.
And
that's on Twitter and Instagram and Vine. I have a Tumblr. If you search The Holy Church of Scatological Clown, and that's mostly just art that I put up there on a Tumblr.
Say that again.
The Holy Church of Scatological Clown.
Nice.
And I just put art up on that. And so that's why I haven't plugged it yet. But I was like, today, I was like,
yeah, love that.
Fuck it.
You might have some, like, avid Tumblr users listening in.
Maybe. Yeah, if you tumble on over there. And then the Mystagogue Holland Show, MYSTAGOGUE, is the spelling on that one.
What was that again?
MYSTAGOGUE.
I feel like you were going to miss a letter that time.
I almost stumbled. There was a part of it. I was like,
is a mystagogue like a demagogue?
A mystagogue, and I picked up this word, but it's a real word, and people have asked me other questions because of it. It is like someone who initiates others into rituals or mysteries. Oftentimes of occultish nature, but I picked it up while I was reading Borges. There was a period of time where I was reading pretty much only Jorge Luis Borges short stories.
That explains.
Shout
so much.
Out JBL. He's dead. He's dead. Okay. But he can sponsor us from beyond. Just don't pee on us. Just don't pee on us.
That'd be our first Jorge official ghost pee.
He might be our first ghost sponsor already. Because he was him and Philip K. Dick, another dead writer, they were like kind of what I came back into stand up
reading
and like having on my mind. And so that's very responsible for the Mystagogue Holland Show.
Well, we also have roommate Will here.
We've got a
pretty good story.
We do, but also shout out to roommate Will. I really hope
he's had a rough go the last couple days.
He's had a rough couple days.
And he's taking it out on me.
He used it. This is what argues to the superior nature of roommate Will's sense of humor, which is why it's a shame that he won't actually speak on the podcast.
Yeah, he refuses.
It was like the best joke. It was kind of self-sacrificial. It was the best joke you could ever play on a friend and roommate.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you got me.
Okay,
really
so just take us through it. He walks up to you. We're at Potero's Creek. You're hosting.
Well, yeah, so not, I think that's important to know is like I had got a text from Captain Jason, who's going to join us next week, I think, on the podcast.
Yep.
We're excited to have him on. I get a text from him, and he says that he's not going to be able to host, and Kevin Bennett is out of town, and is wondering if I wanted to do it, and I was blown away. Yeah, and that's actually one of the jokes I opened with was, this is proof that he smokes entirely too much weed. That he would. He's like,
you don't need proof.
Just watch him.
Just watch him.
So I get like 3 or 4 hours notice, and I'm like scurrying around trying to figure out.
You've already been drinking.
Yeah, I'd already started drinking Bloody Marys earlier. Yeah.
Bloody Marys too.
And so I've got to like level that down, not crash, but level that down a little, so that I can coast into 7 o'clock where I'm supposed to go host my first show. And my wife Beth and Will came with me. They were going to stay for a while and check out the show. And it was 6:57 when the incident occurred. And the it's show weird started that I it's supposed to start at, supposed to start at 7.
7.
Supposed oh, really? That's to. When yeah. they started these days? Yeah. That's well, why I'm always like...
It never starts at 7, but it's supposed to.
Oh, okay.
It starts at 7:15, 7:20.
I think they'll go back to 8.
Oh, will they?
I think they'll go back to 8 during the summer, but I don't know. What do I know?
Nothing.
Well, I hope they do. I like it a little later on.
You have wounded me.
I wounded you just there? Yeah. I'm sorry. I get into snappy podcast mode.
Can you?
I don't even know most of what I'm saying right now.
I'm going to urgent care. Fuck you.
So it's 6. I'm about to get on the mic and announce the show's going to start in 10, 15 minutes. Everybody get their last drinks, get a beer, go to the bathroom, whatever. And Will walks up and just vomits all over me.
Straight up.
It was projectile cream of broccoli soup. He had had broccoli and formula. Milk.
So it makes,
if you will.
Yeah.
All day. That's all he had. His weird diet. Dietary habits. And that's all. It was just like milk, like creamy. And it just was like from shoulder down and down my pant legs all the way down to my shoes. So there's no like...
With like 2 splatters on the ground. As
on
well.
Either side say, of my...
Because I was standing. I looked briefly away and I heard a noise. And then we arrived at the situation.
Throwing up has a very distinctive noise. People, you're like, oh, that's not a noise I usually hear. Somebody just vomited.
Someone just thrown up within earshot.
So... A few of the comics are sitting over in the corner, Richard Kennedy being one of them.
Laughing.
Jack was sitting over there.
Laughing.
Did you see it happen?
No.
Richard saw it. He was facing me.
And
he
didn't even tell me.
So he saw just like this spew of milky cream broccoli mixture. Like,
Will just standing assaulting there right
me.
In
yeah.
front of you.
And I hear Richard Kennedy go, dude, like from across the room. And I just look over and Jack's whole table is staring and laughing at me. And I immediately feel shame. But I was like, wait, I didn't throw up.
And I
got
didn't
thrown
even,
up on. This
didn't
happened
even
to
notice.
Me.
And Richard says, I think the show's going to be a little later.
Yeah, so Beth is sitting there talking to Nick, like right in front of me, and she didn't realize what had just happened. And so I just very calmly, I was actually very impressed with how calm I was. I said, hey, babe, we need to go. He just threw up all over me. And she's like, gets like this wild-eyed look in her face. And then, do you want to get towels? I'm like, yeah, please, that'd be nice. And he's just like,
Will is
drained. He's so exhausted
tired.
From this
He's
joke.
Tired. Me can tell he's a little self-satisfied.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't showing off, but it was moderately, like, planned.
Yeah.
And he could have just as easily walked into the restroom and thrown up and then been like, hey, guys, we need to go.
It's like
but he knew that it was your first comedy show.
It was my big moment, my big break.
And he was like, what is... Because Will is a different sort of joker. I mean, all of us being comedians, we all have an appreciation...
He is not happy we're telling this story either. He feels like he has rights to the story, being the perpetrator of the prank.
Basically, what he just said was code for...
There he goes again.
I need my money. Yeah. I need my money.
Take my money, bitch.
Where's the money that you're paying me?
So she brings paper towels back and tries to, like, scoop it off of me. And it just turns into, like, this paste, like, mortar that you put bricks together with. And I was like, this is not coming off. Like, I can't do a show with just
you should have covered
it. Yeah, you should have.
Oh my god, it would have been so great.
It would have been so.
Remember the show when Weston came?
Oh my god, the vomit show. Do a show without.
Just not even wipe it off my jeans. Just leave it kind of caked. It just keeps like clumping off all over the floor.
And if you had gone up proudly and said, "My roommate did this," and I'm so proud.
I'm sure that it's like 26 down. It would be like on Super Troopers when he brings that coffee with the obvious bar of soap in it. You know. He's like, "Oh, I got you good, you fuckers." Like, it wasn't even a good joke, you know? Right, and then be like, "Just eat the soap, man. Just take a bite of soap. Make him look like a dick." And that's how I would, you know, get back at him.
To go up
just with, like, "All right, you threw up on me. I'm not going to change it."
Yeah, and it's a good one.
Yeah. It's my joke now, man.
Somebody dropped a doozy.
That's right. You thought you'd accomplish something by throwing up on me? I'm going to do something even better.
I think everybody would have been grossed out and like afraid they were going to stomach
in a great
virus.
Way.
In a great way. Broccoli!
It would have really complimented my shirt joke at the end.
Yeah.
If you'd run the night with your shirt joke, we followed it up with my shirt joke.
Yeah.
And there were so many people there to appreciate it.
Packed to the rafters.
It was amazing.
Hanging off of the rafters.
Well, Nick went up bare nippled last night, so.
No, I started out with a nice, tasteful hoodie, and then.
You got a little hot?
And then I revealed. Okay, this is why you gotta follow me on Instagram, obviously. I met a tiger yesterday.
Yeah.
And when I met. At first, it was very upset with me, for no real reason, but because tigers are judgmental, and it tore the front off of both sides of my shirt.
Yeah, tigers can be a little dickish.
Yeah, they don't like your shirt.
You know what it turned out was the tiger was new to Fort Collins.
Okay.
And he found the town to be so hyped that it hadn't entirely met his expectations.
Tigers are
liable to go off like that. Yeah. And then I tried to tell him about, you know, that it's like that, like a lot of places, you know, you got to root out, you know, what's going on a little bit more. And so the tiger and I left as friends, and I encouraged him to, you know, look at some of the museums. The museum that's the old post office is really cool. There's the Fort Collins Museum of Discovery that I just went to for the first time this week and saw a show in their geodesic dome theater.
The art museum has a special thing on stripes this month.
Stripes?
Yeah.
I think the tiger would have liked stripes. Well, it's a good thing I told him to check that out. I did not invite the tiger to...
the comedy show?
Did not invite him to comedy.
They don't have a good sense of humor? Or what?
Well, again, he just tore the fronts off my shirt, and I was going to joke about it there. And I was like, tigers are likely sensitive. Yeah. Similar to Jacob Erdman, I like a good feud, but...
Not with
the tiger. Dan Jones. Is he more like the tiger or more like you?
Dan Jones is the tiger.
Dan's the tiger.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the only way I get along with Dan. That's the only way that I was able to make peace with the tiger, is that I've known Dan Jones for a couple of years.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, so we're not really sure what this episode is going to be. We're pretty sure it's episode 6.
It's definitely, at this point, episode 6.
How we ended up here. Our guest, Mike Cochran, was going to come. But he recently visited Mexico City.
Can I say his real name?
No.
I mean, you can. I can always edit it out.
We might edit it out.
I'll probably edit out Childs. That he said that
his real name is Julia Child.
Okay.
It is.
Okay, yeah, we gotta figure out
the French
a noise that bleeps. Like, we don't cut anything out.
No.
It's just bleeped over. Like, you just mess that up.
You should... hockey air horn.
Just oh my super God. Loud. Just
checking it. People were listening on their headphones like, those fucking assholes. We were getting too big. We had to thin it out. We had to thin the herd
we
out.
We should come up with something really nice that's like a, like, goes pee.
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
Like an old classic radio. It's just like, yeah, we get a nice, like, you know, four-part harmony. Goes pee. And just that just with it swells over whatever we need to censor.
Gets you must know someone who sings. I mean, you must know.
You must know.
I do know.
You could get some three-part harmony, some background.
Or we could pick the, like, three comics that we just assume to be most tone deaf.
Who could go?
So that it's just like. Oh, yeah, or a hilarious voice.
Yeah.
Ryan could do his Kermit the Frog.
Gary Sixkiller.
Could do
just
Gary Sixkiller. So Mike was going to be on, and then he went to Mexico.
Visited Mexico, had a great time in Mexico, and apparently.
He shit on the wrong toilet. He went to Jalazi, told all about it on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah?
And then the next day he's at the doctor with 104 temp. I was like, I think you shit in the wrong bathroom, bud. That's what you were talking about.
I think you might have eaten some lettuce.
It's contaminated down there right now? It's always something contaminated.
Well, you know, there's
I'll bleep that
more likely to be water.
Mexico against us. Your food is delicious.
That's right. That's right.
I love
when you go to Mexico, don't drink the water. Only tequila.
Only tequila. I've heard a lot of people go only beer, but I feel like that's hubris, Jack Martin.
Beer has a little bit of water.
Yeah, but beer goes through, like, processes. I mean, you'd never go to a microbrewery in Mexico, necessarily.
Do you know why they call them microbreweries?
Because they're smaller than large breweries.
That's right.
Do you do that a lot of times when comedians will... give you a setup.
They give and a setup to your rhetorical,
and it's. I'm gonna start doing that with our next guest that is canceled, Jason James. When he tells me a joke, I'm gonna end it for him with like just something terrible.
Well, he hasn't canceled. He's just gone totally just, AWOL.
So, well, I guess sleeping. To finish the story,
he might be dead. I hope he's not.
No, I hope he's not. Hope he's we'll not edit dead. That out if he is.
We just take it down. Goes pee.
I hope he's not.
So, so we talked to him last night. So no, well back to the I got thrown up on, right. And we throw him in the car.
We're like, Will,
his unruly behavior. I'd had enough of it.
You're getting.
And we fly home. I sponge bathe myself off because it stinks. It smells like throw up.
Yeah.
And I change my shirt, pants. I sponge bath off. I use soap and a washcloth. We just shit on washcloths. And I'm like using one of Will's washcloths that he leaves just laying around the bathroom. My Dove Men Care, scrub it off, put some lotion
Dove
on.
Dove Men Care.
Still
that's what you use.
Yeah, of course. Okay. What do cool. you use?
Old Spice.
I just assume. Oh, well, of course.
Of course.
Maybe we could get one of them as our sponsor. A corporate sponsor.
We could get them both as sponsored and occasionally.
I heard. I heard.
Do like a Fox News thing where we just argue back and forth about which is better.
I heard that they were in a feud.
They're in a feud too?
Yeah.
A little bit of one.
We need to totally capitalize on. No, we got to approach them as individuals and be like, you know, I could totally swing Ghost Pee Old
My
Spice.
My shitty co-host okay. wants to have Old Spice.
Let me tell you.
We need
Our podcast smells terrible. And you know why it smells terrible? Is because I'm the only one bringing Old Spice to the party. Okay? To the scent party.
I have micro scrubbing beads in mine, though.
So micro scrubbing
I would not
beads.
Trust those. It was probably put in by the government. I'm sure they're already having an effect on your behavior.
I don't think so. I think that they get rid of dead skin.
An accountant.
And sometimes break open with magic little potions.
That's why you use the loofah to get rid of dead skin. You're killing living skin.
I literally have probably no dead skin on my body.
What do you think you're going to melt? What do you use, Jack Martin? What do you use?
Head and shoulders.
For everything.
All of your body.
For everything.
He's that hairy.
Head and shoulders and elbow and knees.
Elbow and knees. Is that
he just has one elbow.
Well, I ride
He's
it.
He's missing an elbow. No, he has a forearm and wrist and hands.
Well, I write all the other body parts. I was just using shorthand. So I write it on the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Head and shoulders and the rest of my body.
Well, it probably works then. I think that's all. As long as the bottle says
it. It's all in the package.
Yeah, as long as the bottle says it, it's going to work. Right. So I hop back in the car. I fly back there. I get there about 6:25. Show starts at 7:30. And we got Jason all lined up to do this podcast.
We did, and he was really psyched. Because Jason is like, for those of you guys who've seen the Tom Green show, he's sort of the guy that was like sitting in the background laughing. You'll recall his voice. I think his best moment of Ghost Pee is in the first episode when he says, "Are you guys still recording?"
And it was just the two of us for that whole episode. Yeah. And we made him sit over there the entire time.
And so he is such an integral part to the behind the scenes work of Ghost Pee here. And so you're like,
he messages me almost daily looking up our rankings, looking up how many listens, and he updates me. Like he's very pro Ghost Pee.
He's an important part of Ghost Pee.
Yeah.
But he's like oftentimes the silent partner, and we're actually going to
We're gonna have him
here to share his knowledge because the guy has a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, he's kind of a
and man about I've got to say, just watching him, he is getting funnier and funnier.
He's
figuring it out, man.
He's
rocking it.
He's just a curious dude, you know.
He's always writing too.
He's always writing. You can tell he's just always thinking. And so we're gonna begin to solve the riddle of Jason James today.
Plus, he has some of the...
And then the silent partner went AWOL.
Yeah.
How good of that?
Well, let me tell you how
he's probably writing. He's probably writing.
All right. Silent partner.
Let's just read.
Went AWOL.
Let's just read what he told me today. Okay, so this... So, we were scheduled for 2:30, and we had to take Will to the doctor, because his throwing up stunt, it backfired on him. He got actually sick.
He committed to it. He's a method actor.
So we took him in to urgent care. We may talk about urgent care. We may not. I'm a little angry about it because it's called urgent, and we waited for an hour and a half. There was no sense of urgency.
Are you kidding me?
An hour and a half. There was like four people in the waiting room, four like groups of people that came in.
I know that.
So I'm getting,
try taking off your clothes and running around going,
yeah! I actually think I fell asleep with him sleeping on me in a chair for a little while.
Well, that sounds like a pleasant part of our care.
People gave us weird looks. The two adults were like curled up in one of those chairs together, but he felt really bad for puking on me and stuff. So we've kind of made up.
So
since
you guys are cool now.
Yeah, we're cool.
That's an important part of it, yeah.
Do you think he'll do it again?
As long as he keeps paying his rent, his portion of the rent. No, I wouldn't put it past
him. Hey, he makes good money. Who makes a good money?
He's got a good money maker. So let's see, Jason. All right, so we had to reschedule the time.
Right, you're running us through.
All right,
your
so now
messages.
I go. He goes, "Might come over early. Need anything at 12:20?" And I said, "Bring a bag of ice." And then let me look at the time here. Like 15 minutes later, he goes, "Could a sponsor be a guy with 800 Twitter followers and has weed?" This is the type of text I get from Jason like regularly. And I go, "Does he have money?" And he goes, "Nope." And I go, "I don't think you know what a sponsor is." And he goes, "Weed equals better than $$$." And then he texts me, "The weird Raptors logo in the in-court is starting to annoy." He's watching the playoff basketball game. And then he texts me. And he texts me, "You got chips?" And I said, "What kind?" And he goes, "Tortilla style Mexican." And that was the point where we were on our way to the doctor. And I texted everybody, said, "Hey, we're going to have to push it back a little bit because we're headed to the doctor." And he goes, "Shit, man, is he all right?" And I said, "Just a fever. Doctors want their money." I'll probably edit that part out. He goes, "Offer to trade them for taking their anal temp." I don't know. Trade them what? I don't know.
For the fee you would have had to pay.
I'm not going there.
Well, that was the last I heard of him. And so I'm wondering.
So maybe he thought that was his best line of the day, and he just threw down his phone.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
They're gonna have to think about it.
They're gonna be talking about that line all podcast long. I don't even need to show up.
I just gave them a podcast worth of material.
I killed it, man. I killed it today.
hot fire.
So I'm
raining hot fire.
I'm turning into a conspiracy theorist. I think
you see that last episode. You said it twice.
I think he upset the weed guy. I think he's been snuffed out.
Oh my god! Maybe. You think he's been killed? That's weird and bad.
By the weed guy with 800 followers.
What if all of this? Because I know that the NSA is one of those listens to our podcast.
Yeah, for sure. So. They're like 30 of the hits probably per episode.
I have weeds in my yard, so I'm kind of worried.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's a dangerous...
Some of those might be his.
And you can...
Will is thinking about destroying... I mean... you know that feeling when you just like kind of pin up and you've been fighting off illness and it's finally taken over your body and, I brought over this art book that I wanted to share with him, and because I thought I was like, you know, I think you'll really like this art, and I figured it'd be a good distraction. And he just tore the pages right out, crumpled it out, and he got real close to me. Because he knew that I didn't want to get sick either. He got real close to me and he was like, you know, I don't feel like looking at art. And he just said that really quietly, like in a mumble where you could barely decipher that that's what he was saying. And then he walked away. And,
you know, tearing up an art book is a different kind of art.
It is. It's tangentially related to Marcel Duchamp's...
urinal.
Urinal, yeah. It's capturing and destroying the image. Yeah. So, I mean, Will is... He out-dottist-ed me for the day.
Okay.
And, which is something that... Whenever anybody does that, it's like, alright, I tip my invisible hat to you.
Right.
Okay. Good job, you beat me today.
Alright, so we were going to have Jack and Jacob be our live studio audience today. We hung out and drank pretty late last night.
I don't even remember where it was.
But it was just heavy, I feel like.
I found some text I sent at about 2:15 in the morning. I don't know what.
When Jack showed up this morning, he walks. Well, first he didn't remember.
I walked to the wrong building.
He's across over to the other building, and Nick and I are standing up front. And I was like, Jack, we're over here. And he's like, can't find us.
Because you were behind a van.
Well, you were behind a van.
No, you were behind a van. The van was much closer to you. Let's settle this.
A
right
van was
now.
Obscuring your view, but
there was a van between us. And I heard voices.
It was on your end,
and I thought there
you
are
very
people.
Think to, you didn't think to maneuver past the van and survey the entire scene. You just looked directly into a giant.
I know,
van.
I know. And
as though we were
he was trying to look through the weird tinted
we
windows
of the
van,
and we were like,
"I'm drunk." I know, seriously, I thought, why is that van talking to me? And then I decided, fuck it, it's a van. I'm not talking to it. And I went back to the door.
Then yeah, we yelled again. And then he's like, oh, there you are.
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, hey. I did an impression of you last night. What did you think of my impression?
I thought it was bullshit.
Remind me what it was like. You were the last to go on, and I was pretty drunk by then. I hope it didn't come across as that, but...
No, you were good.
No? Yeah.
Okay.
But I was pretty drunk, too, so
I have
it
all recorded. I have the whole 2 hours audio.
So, go ahead and do the impression again.
Oh, I can't, because I'm a different level of drunk than I was when I did it, and so... Because it wasn't something I thought about doing. I was never
did
like,
you make fun of me too?
Jack Martin impersonation.
Of changing my clothes? Who was that?
Oh, back? Yeah. No, I you? Did. I did. And it's enough of a zinger that I'll say it right again. Is that he showed back... So that Weston left the comedy show covered in vomit. In a quick panic. Wearing like a fitted like black t-shirt... And, like, darkish colored jeans.
Right, my normal white guy
would. And he left, and he showed up about, like, just under 30 minutes.
I felt like Superman.
Later, yeah, it was very quick.
Oh, yeah.
And with the whole sponge bath process, looking nearly exactly the same as when he had left, only this time it was a dark gray t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it was almost as though
There's
the vomit had made him think... Well, black's such a strong color. And I saw with my own eyes that there was vomit on his pants as well.
It was cake.
And so, like, I knew that he was in new pants, but I could not tell at all.
Yeah.
And then the shirt was cut the exact same way on his body. I mean, you just with, like,
it's such the same a shirt, consistency. A different color.
When you go shopping, do you just buy, like, four of the same?
Do you want the secret?
For the sake of consistency?
Should I let everybody into my wardrobe? Banana Republic sends 40 to 50% off emails pretty much once a week. And their t-shirts are amazing. Just, like, comfortable, soft. You can get them for $10. When you get one of those specials, so order like V-neck gray, like, tight neck gray, another gray, one more gray
model. First impression of this guy, I was like, is there a Banana Republic model doing comedy in town
now?
It's a nice
T-shirt.
You're a Banana Republican. Really falling
off. Yeah, no. Well, yeah. That's kind of a good way to put it.
That's conservative dressing.
Yeah. I'm not a Republican.
I don't want to brag, but I can get six t-shirts for $10.
Six t-shirts, but all white.
How
though.
Does Jack Martin put himself together? What's your modality?
Well, I'm basically just wearing clothes that I've had a long time, and I don't remember how I got them. There was a wife involved, and before that, I had a mother.
Okay.
So you're not a big clothes shopper, like, you don't have, like, a store you like to go to pick some outfits out, or I need a new pair of khakis?
Where'd you go when you need a new pair of khakis? We're looking for sponsors here. We're moving around.
You know that thrift shop next to Ace?
Okay, yeah, we're almost done.
I got two pairs of pants for $6. And I'm wearing one of them right now.
See, I don't buy pants from thrift stores because I tend to, like, because shelving, it's like bending down all the time and stuff. And so the nature of comedy I do and, like, rehearsals for plays and stuff tends to beat up on a pair of pants.
That's true because
so,
you have a big ass.
So I have a gigantic... Yeah. It's an ass that makes people uncomfortable to see. Like, just proportionally to my body... It makes no sense.
I know. It's like your ribs have moved down
there. It's not even comical. No, it's just like an ass deformity, but it's not. I swear to God, that's just my regular ass.
And in case there's somebody who actually has an ass deformity, we think they're okay.
Wait, did I say that out loud? Did that come out?
You made
I've been really good at doing those.
You just got so less sympathetic as the host.
I've been doing those a lot better in my head lately.
Somebody was like, I'm going to unfollow him on Twitter.
I'm down to 84 followers.
Oh, I have a Twitter account.
I have a Twitter account. I'm going to follow you right now.
You can't because... You can't find me because my name is Jack Martin, and everybody is named Jack Martin, almost, unless they're John Smith. And
what's your at, though?
I don't know.
I'm a millennial.
No, listen.
I know how Twitter
works. This is my
name's Jack Martin.
You
will not be able to find it.
I have two Twitter accounts, and my only followers are me. And I write
you Twitter feud.
I write funny stuff to myself.
Yourself,
yeah.
Any favorites? It retweets.
Okay,
it.
So Jack. Okay,
that's what I'm.
Give me
start
though.
Doing.
Is it lowercase?
I get
is
a whole bunch of
followers.
That's a good question. No, I really.
Jack, do you have it on your phone?
No.
You actually log in at your own home to Twitter feud.
I actually go to the. The corporate offices of Twitter
lonely.
Because I don't no
just
no I like
arguing with yourself over Twitter sin
I no, said, you're wrong
one
Bone
notification
head.
I saw oh my, he said that
oh yesterday I sent myself a great picture
on Twitter
yeah
are you text do you have two phones where you text yourself to
no I
like hey man what's up nothing much
I actually go to the Twitter offices because I like
cool.
to deal with real people.
You go to the Twitter offices and physically file your tweets, don't you?
Yes,
that's what you're saying.
Yes,
you're like,
yes, I do.
Hello, I have this volume of tweets. Don't worry, I've dated and timestamped them.
Yeah.
So you'll know when to enter them
could you put this
onto
in
the
me?
Twitterverse,
yeah.
If you would.
Because Twitter is kind of impersonal. You know, text test?
I think on some level it is, but I... Also, Beth, my wife, this is a good story about Twitter this week. She had an interaction with Dave Attell on Twitter.
Really?
Wow.
What we think happened is Will got broke into her phone and sent out some tweets that were just gibberish. Like, he just hit some buttons or something, thinking he was funny, and tweeted at some famous people. And Dave Attell tweeted back to one that had been sent from her phone that said...
Exactly?
Exactly, question mark. Because it was just like a bunch of at symbols and just nonsense. And so I told her, I was like, tweet back at him something about somebody got a hold of your phone and blah, 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 whatever. And so she does it, tweets that back at him, you know, in that conversation, and he favorited it.
Nice.
So that was like a back and forth.
I had a back and forth with an indie rapper.
Yeah. That's a big thing, Jack.
David,
this is a big thing.
Hey, I actually a rapper named Serengeti, home record label Anticon, who's out of Chicago and has some great concept albums. I'm gonna plug him, and you can follow him on Twitter at SerengetiDave.com. Oh, nice. And he put up a line that he had in one song about
well,
UFC
no one's followed
fights.
Me yet from this, so I don't know how much.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually have yet some follows. I think.
What the hell, dude? You must
I
be
think,
the funny one on this podcast.
I think Pick Porn just followed me.
Oh, okay.
Pick Porn trademark just followed me. I no comment.
You would,
kids,
you would
you know?
Think that
I was.
They would follow the married guy first.
Pick porn?
Yeah, it's a
I'm
going to
start a new Twitter account so I can follow you.
You're gonna start a third Twitter?
Yeah.
And all three of you are going to gang up on me?
You should name
Will
it,
loves that
You
idea.
Should name it Pick Porn 7 or something, like whatever the next Pick Porn is.
Oh, here's...
I'm sure there's multiple ones.
Here's,
Pick Porn was trademarked, actually. So, I don't... You should probably
spell Pick different. P-I-C-K. That'd be weird.
How it's does the turkey... This is a tweet I wrote to myself.
PSCK? Okay.
How does the turkey buzzard change the idea of hope is the thing with feathers?
Are you reading off your Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, he does know his fucking handle.
Just let me see the
He opens
handle.
His Twitter.
I'll retweet you.
Let's
shit.
Get this
it
thing
will
online.
Be advantageous to you.
I don't even. You're a
I
podcast star, okay?
I wouldn't even plug it on the podcast.
The fans are craving
it too.
You know,
where can
you
I
know,
get more
it's
Jack
like,
Martin?
What a mysterious. It's like, I heard that Twitter and I was like, that was insane.
Hope
Why
is
can't
here.
I look at that? Like,
you could just write it down. Hope is the thing with feathers. Despair has a Twitter account.
Well, I've seen that. Did you put that on Facebook?
No, I
think he said it.
I said it alive.
Yeah. I don't
show.
Know the difference anymore.
Yeah, there's
I think
no.
that's an important
it's
part.
It's all live
actually,
to me.
Actually, live is at a slight disadvantage.
It depends on what you're wearing. Because
it doesn't echo through the realms.
Oh, the realms.
Yeah, if you
the
put
realms.
It online, it's there forever. So this little podcast experience...
Wait, my grandkids
will be
a while ago, I looked at your drinks, and they were emptier.
And then...
Do you need another drink?
Oh.
Do you want a whiskey?
Do you like a whiskey drink?
You don't have to ask.
I brought an excellent bourbon that we should all try.
Okay.
And
well, Jack brought
we should
two,
take it and we should just put it neat.
I brought
you always
Saint
get
Bernardus.
These giant fucking bottles that are...
It's Belgian
got a monk
Abbey
on the
Ale.
Front.
You
Jack's
should taste
a,
this.
A
very
bomber
good
man. Jack's
so,
a bomber man.
So I wore the...
Collin Spirit.
I actually do feel like I might be coming down with something.
I don't
so,
care.
All right. I'm just going to pour it. But I just want you to be aware...
You know,
before. I feel like it's mean
know,
to do if you just like.
Right.
You know, I feel a little tickle, but I'm gonna go ahead and rub my lips all over
the
your
really,
drink.
The really.
Do you mind if I cough in your
you
face?
Do pour it in a glass for you?
Sure. Yeah, because I really would like to taste it later. But the reason I wore black yesterday because it was Good Friday, and so I went from
oh my
graduating
God.
College.
How
and,
often have I insulted you? Have I said many things that are insulting?
What?
To your, like...
Not to my face.
No, I mean, insulted you in terms of, like, statements at or about religion. You wore Black Friday.
Because one of my first jokes was, I saw a happy Good Friday post on Facebook today.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like on the...
Oh,
like,
it's Easter Eve!
We're mocking...
It is Easter Eve.
Happy Good
it's
Friday?
It's also 420 Eve.
I know.
My mother, I felt this. I felt this. My mom, because my mom is only religious in that she has a lot of Santeria candles all over the kitchen of her home. But
I'll take a shot.
Just a shot? Or do you want a drink?
Pour him a shot of the bourbon. We should.
Do you want to all have a shot?
Yeah, let's all have a shot of the bourbon. All
right, let's pause. We'll pour some shots. Because we got like we got about 20 minutes left. If we did, we probably should.
I could just read some tweets. I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. The first moment that I met her, I did not expect the specter. When I shook her hand, I really shook the glove. She looked into me so sweetly, and we left the room discreetly. No one else could know the secret of our love. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I woke, I see my little ghost. Wondering if it's big or it's lying there. I'm mean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition. But because of my condition, I fell in. Poltergeist activities going on. You're locking your.
Yeah, one night I got home late, and Beth has already passed out. And she would hear me unlock the door, come in, into the bedroom. And all of a sudden, the house is dark. And all of a sudden, she's like, realizes there's a dark figure in the bedroom. And you know what her reaction was? Oh my goodness. I was like, that's what you said? That's your reaction to almost getting.
I was not
having an intruder and having a terrible experience was, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I'd be like, who the fuck are you? Get the fuck out. Like, I'd instantly go to the F word. Like, that's where you have to go with that.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, what are you, fucking old timey Beth? Oh my lord.
My hit coming out.
Oh my, there's an intruder and he may do awful things to me.
Here I am, helpless and alone.
Oh my.
Yeah.
I think he's hungry.
Do you guys want to take a shot?
Yeah.
Alright, so let's talk about this bottle you brought over, Nick.
Okay. It is my favorite bourbon from around Reaching Out. It's not a local distiller or anything. It's in Kentucky. Okay. It's a Bullet Bourbon. You can find it at pretty much every liquor store in town. It's a nice shaped bottle. A lot of times I just drink this neat whenever I'm doing like engravings or anything. Okay. I'll just sit around and I'll just drink this at room temp. And sip on it for like a while. I have
you
a favorite
an ice cube in it or all, or just
sometimes I do, but like particularly like in the fall and winter, it was just nice to just do neat and just sip out of my favorite coffee mug as I did engraving things. And so I have a special connection with it. But you can also go order it, and it's like it's a little above Wells.
Okay,
but it's never you're never like I am. investing in the Masterclass whiskey right now. And so it's that thing where you have an entirely noble, very tall bottle
of Bushmills.
Of Bushmills. Yeah. And so I felt no hesitation with the 7-Up, and I just left the bullet corked because I was like, I don't really want to water this down. And so that's why when a shot came up, I was like,
let's have the bulletproof.
Bulletproof.
I was thinking of the bulletproof coffee, but that's another episode.
Another episode.
We're going to cheers to the bullet bourbon. Let's have a nice little shot.
Sponsor us.
Oh, that is neat.
Very smooth.
Very smooth. We all just had a shot neat, just room temperature, bullet bourbon. It's a nice, quaint little cork top, too.
I'm a big fan of the cork top on a whiskey bottle.
Not sure if you can hear that, but...
Do it again.
Wait, I'll stop laughing.
Ooh,
that's the sound of freshness. You know, that's the sound of freshness being revealed to you.
Yeah, you looked like Don Draper when you did that. Like,
I felt like Don Draper.
I usually drink whiskey out of bottles with corks.
Once I'd managed to quit smoking for like, I had like 4 months going. I'd made it through a major stage. And I was channel flipping one morning when I had nothing going on. Until I had an improv show at night, and I watched a marathon of the first season of Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
And I broke down and bought cigarettes, because everybody's smoking on that show.
Oh, God,
all the time.
I've never watched a show where I wanted to smoke more.
I bought a nice bourbon. I don't think I'd found Bullet yet. For the convenience of this story or this commercial, should say that it was bullet bourbon, but that I just didn't know what kind of caliber of affordable bourbon I was finding myself.
I'm gonna get some tonight.
Yeah, you are, and it's at most liquor stores around town.
It seems to be pretty popular. I've seen it around. It's a frontier whiskey, as you can see on the label.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Kentucky was the frontier. I mean, when I think of frontier...
At a certain point in time.
I think of Kentucky, you know, as the frontier. Are you going to pose? We have our photographer in-house.
I felt like... It felt right.
I think you got a sponsor.
I think so. That was pretty... I feel vaguely photogenic today. Yeah.
Vaguely photogenic.
As in, not really, but...
Well, you haven't showered for the week. I mean...
No, I showered.
Oh, that's right.
I just haven't washed. I'm one day away.
From washing your hair.
My hair is at the height of its grease.
It does look great.
Minus two.
Doesn't it look good, though, at the last day?
Great.
I always feel like I take a photogenic hit. Like, Mondays, because nobody's really feeling Mondays anyhow.
Right.
But I'm always like...
So I might as well look clean and, you know...
Mm-hmm. Well, and some days I feel it too, but a lot of times I'm just dodging people on Sunday, you know? I spend most of my Sundays coming up with some sort of excuse and then, like, just watching television or reading or, you know, but avoiding humanity.
Well, sure. That's what Sunday should be for.
It's a good day to do that.
It's the day of the Lord.
Because it's Easter.
And you should avoid the shit out of people.
I brought this up briefly earlier.
I'm going to get just fucked up on Cadbury eggs.
Oh, man, don't do it.
Don't get us into Cadbury eggs. We had a big debate on the internet about Cadbury eggs. It was nearly a religious or political debate, the scale of debate that we had about Cadbury
eggs. It's really the only thing I take that serious anymore. I used to take
a few
things.
Way too serious.
And now it's Easter candy.
What is that stuff they put in it?
Right?
Fondue or
fondant or
something?
I don't know. Fondant.
Fontanelle?
Fondant.
Fondle?
Well, and I've tried a joke out during the Easter season about how if you watch the old Cadbury egg commercials.
Oh, you brought some Cadbury eggs to Mainline.
No, actually. Oh, yeah, because somebody gave them to me.
Right.
Pre-show because I was telling these Cadbury
eggs. Monica.
Monica did.
Mainline.
I went to the Mainline instead of Jalousie's.
Mainline Hooch.
I went to Jalousie Inn.
That's a great drink. Were you guys at Mainline on Thursday night?
Did you... Are you going to talk about the parade?
The parade?
There was a parade.
Okay.
Was
he doesn't know about the parade.
Was it Take Back the Night or something?
Yeah. So, let's talk about the... So, yeah, Thursday night, I was standing out front of Jalousie. No, I wasn't out front. I was inside. I think it's either Jacob or Jason showing up as almost like I had 10 minutes left on the podcast. Hey, everybody, I'm here again, right at the end.
Probably even less.
To just tell you a really long...
It's Jacob.
It's Jacob. So, we're standing in the back of Jalousie.
Just for recording another podcast, probably.
A foursome?
It's good. You got so much better.
Closer! Closer! I can't hear you. Yeah,
closer!
Maniacal laugh. Let's make him sit on the couch. Let's make him sit on the couch.
Yeah, he's got to sit on the couch.
All right, so I'm at the back of Jalousie. And all of a sudden, the cops go by with their lights flashing.
Yeah, I saw them.
And all of a sudden, there's like this loud just disturbance through two lanes of traffic of just women marching almost like, you know, lane to lane through two lanes of traffic, shutting down one side of the street.
One of them.
Jacob Erdman, everybody, at Beer and Banter, Beer and Banter Hour, on Podomatic, and...
A little bit more feng shui.
Thank you. So, I go running out, because I want to see this commotion, and I was in the right state of mind where I was frightened. I didn't know what was happening, because it was two lanes of traffic blocked out by many women who were angrily chanting and screaming about no means no.
Whoa!
They had, like, good chants made up. They had good... They rhymed. It was very, like, well-organized.
Did they have signs?
Yeah. Some of them were holding signs.
Were
it was, like, all college-age girls. And all I could think of was, I just moved here from Kansas. And Fort Collins all of a sudden feels very rapey.
Well, doesn't no mean no in Fort in Kansas, too?
Yeah, but they don't have to have marches. Like, they were, like... We have got to go march because
we
this
have,
is... I was like, gee, am I going to get raped here? I was frightened.
No,
I was
doing
that for
years. In a college city, you have a very strong... would you like to pour yourself a little bit of
you just
fantastic
missed a shot,
bullet
dude.
Bourbon?
We just took a...
I think we all should
do that. But you see how he said that? Like, I don't take shots.
I don't
know. Fucking losers.
I
swig. I swig from the bottom.
Well, here, no, just pour some in a glass.
Body shots.
Not off of you.
No.
And not off of me. Okay, that's where we're drawing the line.
You're up, Nicholas.
I don't want a hairy belly button.
Hey, I got
body shot.
I lint check that shit.
I got.
I don't care about lint. I care about
hairy,
man fucking
hairy
curly hair around their belly button.
All right, I'm just going to sip this one.
Just like to suck whiskey out of that hairy belly button?
Yeah, dude.
Are we doing another shot?
No.
Jack,
no,
you're a bad
sipping.
Influence.
We're just sipping.
I'm a dick.
Yeah, we've all...
Because of the haircut, or...?
Which hair are you talking about?
Oh, whoa! That's another thing we could sample and just have as a sound effect after specific words.
I actually think Jacob's comeback for an argument was the best on his podcast at Beer and Banter. Beer and Banter on... Beer and Banter Hour. On iTunes.
Hour.
That's what I said, Banner.
It's sick that you made it over.
Dude, it's
finally,
so
dude.
Sick.
It's so sick.
And LOL, my friend. LOL. I text him LOL, and he goes, if you do that again, I'm going to fucking beat you down.
You're gonna take bullet bourbon, and first you're going to place it in such a way to just block it right in front of the microphone, and then you're going to dilute it with Pepsi Max. With zero calories?
He's going to shoot the max, I think.
Okay.
Out of the bottle? I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
No, he's about to dilute it. He's about to dilute it.
The solution to dilution is pollution.
You should get the fuck out of here. You said that about a fart earlier this week, okay? You said the same exact line about a fart.
No, I said it differently.
No, my timing was much
can't
different.
Can't believe you're just swilling bullet bourbon all over to be drowned in Pepsi Max with zero calories.
We're glad you made it,
squirt?
Though. Is there squirt left?
Do you have squirt? I could work something up.
He is drinking out of my groomsman mug that I got for being a groomsman at my friend Doug Mauder's wedding, who I'm pretty sure has never listened to this podcast.
Basically,
because we were really good friends.
What we're saying is...
And now we're just using his mug from his wedding.
Jacob Erdman knows how to be a guest. He knows how to enter a home and become a guest.
And make his own drink and throw a few one-liners out there. Good set last night, by the way.
I was pretty drunk.
I was pretty drunk, too, hosting. And you yelled, tell a fucking joke at the perfect time, because I hit that point, like, midway. I was like, I don't have any other, like, one-liners. So I was, like, just trying to... And I had this thing where I was going to go up and I was going to be like, how the fuck do they do this? This is hard. Getting people off the stage, telling a joke, bringing somebody else back on. And that
it's
was the moment...
It's not that hard.
It's... Well, I mean...
You're full of shit.
For somebody like
me. You just
me.
Stand up and you say, and now there's somebody else.
Yeah.
And I don't remember their name, but they'll know and they'll tell you and bring them on up.
Well, that's one way. Absolutely.
We joked briefly about, actually, Erdman, you should sit like, Jack, you should
sit
down.
On can you sit on Jack's lap?
Yeah.
No, right, I'm not down with that.
Yeah, we just all scooch.
And this is time for that segment of the week of Weston Goes Pee.
All right, now
Weston Goes Pee.
Weston Ghost Pee?
Today on Weston Goes Pee, we discuss what Russia is going to do to the Ukraine. Guests, your thoughts?
Nothing.
I think they're going to bone them.
They're going to bone them. I also believe that they are about to subsume at least a portion of the Ukraine back into Mother Russia. And this has been another segment of Weston Goes Pee.
Thank you. We had a segment on Joshua's spot. He was so kind to let us have a Ghost Pee segment on his show this week. I heard it, and I was listening to.
He was really angry at the library where I work with headphones on, and I was harvesting articles for people, PDFs of articles, and putting them in the files. So I was sitting there at the computer, and I heard that part, and I just raised my hands in the air like that.
Touchdown, Jesus!
I was just like, boom. And then
I didn't think it was
that
edgy
that
until...
No, it wasn't until Jacob... Jacob is a great feuder. He's a great person.
Yeah, he likes to stir the pot.
Jacob turned to me last night.
Look
and
how
said,
crazy
Jack,
he is right now. He's not even saying anything. He's just holding my dog with a creepy stare.
Wait, just a second. This is...
Scary.
It is scary.
All right, so we're approaching an hour right now.
So we're probably...
So should we end and do a part two?
We're probably going to bump these guys for a couple of...
Son of a bitch.
Oh, you're not bumping me.
What about this?
Bump.
We already bumped you, Jack, a few times before the show started.
About bumping.
We just kept bumping.
Thank you for bumping me. Oh, what I meant was thank you for bumping me.
We're trying to be a Twitter bump, but Jesus, they won't even get on his Twitter.
Oh, name. Man, dude, that's so fucked up. I cannot believe you won't tell me what your Twitter handle is.
I got
is.
Two Twitter handles.
Yeah, they follow each other.
Do you know the...
Of course I know.
Do you know his handle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, he doesn't.
No, I do.
Hey,
he told
so
us to me when he's all drunk
it's
once.
It's N1.
No,
it's N1.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Let her run.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But the Twitter handles only follow each other, so it's like...
I need to get in on this chimera. At least I won't even follow you.
I won't tell you for a price.
Let me hear it, if I told you.
You already know it. Why'd I tell
See,
you?
See, he's lying.
No, he knows it. And he's fucking toying with my mind.
It's called a marionette.
Oh, yeah, you're the puppet master?
Puppet master.
Save my e-blue cigarette. This episode brought to you by Blue Microphones and e-blue cigarettes.
And Bullet Bourbon.
Get it on that chin together, guys. That'd be so easy for you to just... Not even that many of you would have to pay us that much money per piece. Just 10 bucks a piece. And we'd be doing good.
You'll say the name of the company.
We would be doing good.
It's Jack's. You were looking around.
I know what it was.
This is
episode 6. I hope you've enjoyed the clusterfuck of episode 6. Of Ghost Pop.
Here we go.